Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. William Santana Lee, the chairman and CEO of Nightscope, an advanced security technology company based in Silicon Valley that builds fully autonomous security robots that deter, detect, and report. And Mr. Lee, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning and greetings from Silicon Valley.
Hey, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. Now, tell us for starters, what is Nightscope's overall mission? Looking forward to hearing details about the company today on the program.
Slightly grandiose mission is to see if we can make the United States of America the safest country in the world. The country is over 200 years old. We're in our 46th president. The first role of government is to protect its citizens. But somehow we've allowed for it to not be as efficient as we all want. The crime has a $2 trillion negative economic impact on the U.S. every single year. And we believe with providing additional technology, we might be able to make a big dent in the problem.
Well, I certainly can't appreciate the direction and the mission of the company and the direction it's going. Certainly appreciate that. Now, tell us, looking at robots, how can robots help combat against crime in America?
Sure. There's the basic problem is some simple math. So there are about a million security guards and about a million law enforcement professionals. So that's 2 million humans. They're running 24/7, right? So you can't actually triple shift the human. So at any given time, you probably only have about 500,000 humans. Trying to secure 328 million Americans across 50 states. And to make it worse is we provide, as a country, the technological equivalent of a number two pencil and a notepad for these officers and guards to do their jobs. And that's just not adequate. Maybe compare and contrast that to a soldier in a theater of war. The Department of Defense has an $800 billion budget nearly, and there's one person in charge, but there's an actual innovation process. There's massive companies like a Lockheed Martin or General Dynamics or Raytheon to build a soldier, whatever he or she might need in a theater of war. We don't provide that for the 2 million people on our own soil that get up every morning and are willing to basically take a bullet for you and your family. We don't provide them the tools. There's no innovation process. There's not a single person in charge. So most listeners may not know. The Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security have no federal jurisdiction over 19,000 law enforcement agencies and 8,000 private security firms. So when someone shoots up a school or a movie theater or what have you, tell me who gets fired? No one, because there's no one accountable. So if we can provide autonomous security robots that can, over the long term, see, feel, hear, and smell and do 100 times more than a human can do, we can give those officers and guards unprecedented situational awareness for them to be in multiple locations at the same time and provide their eyes, ears, and voice on the ground in multiple locations at the same time. It's basically, can we give them almost superhuman powers and capabilities, again, for them to be able to do their jobs much, much more effectively.
Now, even taking that further, how do Nightscope's robots work with humans? Talk to us about that.
So maybe to build on the let's get their officers, guards, and perhaps 911 dispatch or the security operations center to have eyes, ears, and voice on the ground. And what I mean by that is you are able to have an officer speak through a machine as if it's a mobile PA system to perhaps de-escalate a situation. The machines today can detect a person. So let's say you're securing a corporate campus or commercial real estate, and between 10 o'clock at night and 5 in the morning, there should be no one waltzing around your property. If the machine sees a person, it can detect that and send an alert to the guard or the officer. You can also read several hundred license plates a minute, and let's say you're on the lookout for a particular person of interest or suspect. We can also run a thermal scan of an environment within several hundred feet of the machine. We can detect any mobile device and treat your mobile device as if it's a license plate. We can also run a facial recognition as well. So a good example might be, let's say your school and you expelled someone last week and it didn't go well, or you fired someone last week and it didn't go well and you're concerned that the person might return. The officer of the guard or whoever's using the technology can upload the profile pic of that person, the license plate, all the mobile devices, and then the machines are literally on the lookout 24/7 for those detections. And remember, these are robots that operate 24/7, don't sleep, are not texting, have a perfect memory, and are extremely consistent. So that kind of tool can be very, very valuable. And we've got a number of crime-fighting wins. If you want to go to Nightscope.com, go to the crime page, you can see a long, long list of all the positive things these machines have already done for society.
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Nightscope and what you're doing in the space. It's fantastic today. We are joined by Mr. William Santana Lee, Chairman and CEO of Nightscope, an advanced security technology company based in Silicon Valley that builds fully autonomous security robots that deter, detect, and report. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, where can the robots be seen at work today? Tell us more details on that.
We hold contracts from Hawaii through Texas through Rhode Island. We've been in operation for, let's see, 6 summers and 6 winters, well over 1 million hours of operation. And you'll see them at hospitals, at casinos, at corporate campuses, manufacturing plants, logistics facilities, basically anywhere indoors or outdoors, mostly outdoors. Where you might see an officer or guard patrolling is certainly an opportunity.
Certainly an exciting time for the company. I understand you're gearing up for an IPO as well. How can our audience invest in the safety of America?
Well, I appreciate the question. We're in the middle of the process. The company is over 8 years old. We raised over $100 million to build all this technology from scratch. We design it. We engineer it. We physically build the machines here in Silicon Valley, so all made in the U.S., and folks can just go to Nightscope.com and learn a bit more. We announced on December 1st that we'll be taking the company public on NASDAQ under ticker symbol KSCP. And if everything goes well, we should have a listing date for the end of January. But in the interim, we are raising some capital as part of that public listing itself. And you can learn a lot more at Nightscope.com.
Again, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to introduce Nightscope and what you're doing in the security space. Folks, it is Nightscope.com. Mr. Lee, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate it. And don't forget, long Nightscope and short the criminals. See you on the other side.
You've got that right. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with William Santana Lee, Chairman and CEO of Nightscope, an advanced security technology company based in Silicon Valley that builds fully autonomous security robots that deter, detect, and report. And again, for all the details, visit Nightscope.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.